Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. As we listen to what you have to say through your servant, Dr. Luke, it is recorded in Acts chapter 24. And I pray, O Lord, that how you bless Dr. Luke as an apostle to the Gentile, and yet you be so gracious to him, reveal your truth to him so that he write a detailed record of how Paul witnessed for you in front of the Phoenix, the governor. I pray that how you bless Paul, I pray that you do the same to each and every one of us. Not only the one who speak, the one who interpret, and those who hear you. And I pray that as we are your servant, open our ear that we can hear. As we are your servant, open our eyes that we can see, and open our heart that fill your Holy Spirit within our heart so that we not only understand what we hear and put what we learn into practice so that indeed we be truly blessed by you. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and cover each and every one of us with the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and so that our worship to you today is pleasing to you, has an everlasting value before you, and I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Act 24 is really, really amazing, you know. Especially in Act chapter 24, verse 14 to 16. I don't know, when you read that, I don't know what is your response. I read it one more time to you, and I want Ada to read it in Cantonese. Act chapter 24, verse 14, however, I admit that I worship the God of our Father. The English translation say, I worship the God of our Father. The Chinese translation interpret as, I serve the God of our Father as a follower of the way which they call a sect. I believe everything that agrees with the law and that is written in the prophets, and that I have the same hope in God as this man, and that they will be and there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man.
我们今天看使徒行传24章14至16节。当弟兄姊妹看这几节的圣经的时候，我不知道你们有什么反应，但我自己就觉得是很奇妙。所以现在我们用广东话和你们读一次。第14节，但有一件事我向你承认，就是他们所称为异端的道，我正按着那道侍奉我祖宗的神。这里讲到呢，中文讲到侍奉呢，英文呢就用到那个字呢，就是敬拜。又信合乎律法的先知书上一切所记载的，并且靠着神盼望死人无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望。我因此自己勉励对神对人常存无愧的良心。
If Paul believed in the same God, Paul called that's the God of our Father.
如果保罗都是相信同一个神的时候，他就叫到这个神就是我们祖宗的神。
And how come the Jewish people will persecute Paul?
那为什么这班犹太人又会来到逼迫保罗呢？
Right? That's the question you have to put it in your mind. If Paul worshiped or served the God of our Father, and they claimthat they serve the God of their father, if the God that Paul talk about is the same God as the Jewish people talk about, why would the Jewish people persecute Paul? All right?
所以保罗呢度讲到同一个神服侍同一个神，而保罗佢亦都系犹太人。如果保罗讲到我系服侍我哋祖宗嘅神，而呢啲犹太人点解又会嚟到去逼迫保罗呢？我哋就要去思想下啦。
Second question，
第二个问题
：If Paul worship God the way that pleases the Lord， and the Jewish people also think they worship God, they serve God, that pleases God too. Right? And how come there's a quarrel between Paul and the Jewish people? Second question.
第二个问题，如果保罗佢系敬拜或者服侍呢个嘅真神，而呢班犹太人佢哋亦都相信佢哋系敬拜服侍呢个嘅神嘅时候，点解佢哋中间又会有争竞嘅事呢？第二个问题。
Third question. If Paul understand the law and understand what is written by the prophet, if Paul truly understand the scripture and serve God according to his understanding, now the Jewish people also thinks that they understood the law of Moses, they understood what the prophet has said. If their understanding is the same, they shouldn't have any battle between each other. Am I right?
呢度讲到保罗，保罗佢信系合乎律法嘅事，同埋保罗系信呢啲先知书上所记载嘅一切事，同埋佢又嚟到去服侍敬拜我哋嘅神。而呢一班犹太人，佢哋亦都系相信，佢哋明白呢啲嘅律法，佢哋亦都相信先知所记载下来嘅嘢。点解佢哋仍然有呢啲嘅争竞呢
？Right beside the act chapter 24, is it 14 to 16 that we just read, right? You write down Amos chapter 3 verse 3.
在《使徒行传》24章14至16节，我们刚刚读的经文旁边，你写低《阿摩斯书》3章3节。
Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? In other words,If how Paul worship God, how Paul serve God in the way that is pleasing to God, and if the Jewish people serve God and worship God in the way that's pleasing to God, they don't have any argument. Am I right? The reason why they don't walk together, because your way of worshiping is different from my way of worshiping, right? The way how you serve God is different from my way of serving God, right? The way your understanding of the scripture is different from my way of understanding the scripture. Am I right? So that's why Paul is saying that in the book of Ephesians, brother and sister, if your belief is different from my belief, we won't walk together. We will fight against each other. You think you are right, and I think I'm right. Now I'm going to find out who is right and who is wrong. Am I right? Is it fair? Okay, you have to understand that, right?
呢度讲到保罗，佢觉得佢自己嘅敬拜，佢自己嘅服侍系蒙神所喜悦，而呢班犹太人佢都认为佢自己嘅敬拜，佢嘅服侍系蒙神所喜悦，但系点解佢哋又唔能够同心呢？点解啊？因为你行你嘅路，我行我嘅路，你认为你嘅服侍系正确，我认为我嘅服侍又系正确。你以为你自己明白圣经，我以为我自己明白圣经，所以我哋睇下究竟边个系啱，我哋咧睇下以弗所书。
Okay, go to the book of Ephesians. Chapter 4, verse 11 to 13.
以弗所书四章十一至十三节。
It was Jesus who gave some to be apostle, some to be prophet, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastor and teachers. Why? It's to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity. I want you to write beside unity. You write that Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这里在这节圣经，他讲到十一节， 他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师， 为什么会这样呢？ 十二节， 为要成全圣徒，各尽其职， 建立基督的身体， 直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。 你们圈住同归于一那里， 就写下《阿摩斯书》3:3， 认识神的儿子，得以长大成人， 满有基督长成的身量。
The reason why we come to the church to worship God, to listen to His sermon, is because so that we can build up until we all reach unity in the faith. In other words, what your pastor believes should be what you should believe. If you don't want to believe what the pastor believes, you come to the wrong church.
所以我们来到教会，我们来到敬拜，我们来到听道的时候， 目的是怎样啊？ 目的就是要认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。 这里如果你的牧师所讲的东西，你就要相信；如果你不相信的时候，你或者来了一间不适合你的教会了。你翻译到一半，不只是长大成人，还要在真道上同归于一。OK，
即是说我信的东西，亦都是要你信的东西。如果我信的东西和你信的东西不同的时候，你去错了一间错的教会。 明白吗？ 回来教会的目的就是说要知道你信什么， 不要像犹太人糊里糊涂。 OK? Does it make sense? I think that's what Paul trying to say. So that we all reach unity in the faith. What you believe is what I believe. What I believe is what you believe. Then we can walk together. We can serve God together. Then there's no quarrel among each other. And there's no battle among each other. Am I right? All right? You got that? That's good. And secondly, go ahead.
所以保罗就是想要跟我们讲什么？保罗这里就要我们说，我们使我们众人在真道上同归于一。你要服侍的，你要信的， 牧师所讲的，我们要相信，以致我们中间就不会有争战，不会有争竞在当中。
Now I want to stop here. Unity in the faith. I want you to write beside, right beside here.
在真道上同归于一那里你写下。
Unity in the faith.
真道上同归于一。
Take a look at what Paul believed. Paul's faith is in Jesus Christ. And then the Jewish people's faith is in God. Okay?
保罗的信是在主耶稣基督里面，而一班犹太人他的信就在神里面。
Okay? Now, I don't think a lot of Christians understand that. Okay, I want you to write it down in your Bible. Okay, so that once you know that, if you have a friend happen to be a Jewish people, through what you learn here, you can save them. Okay. Now, take a look at what Jesus said. Okay. Jesus said, "All things have been committed to me by my Father in heaven."
这里呢，我想跟你们解释一下，如果你们有犹太人的朋友呢，你就可以跟他们解释。主耶稣说， 我所有嘅嘢都系喺神里边，
都系我父俾我嘅。
All
things has been committed to me by my Father in heaven. Okay. And then he said.No one know the Son except the Father.
没有人知道子除了父以外。
No one know the Father. No one know God except the Son and whom Okay. No one know the Son except the Father.No one know the Father except the Son and those to whom Jesus Christ chooses to reveal to him.
没有人知道父除了子之外，没有人知道子除了父以外。下面那句。
没人知道父除了是子知道父。同埋指愿意指示嘅，喺马太福音十八章二十七节 ，Matthew chapter 11 verse 27。I tell you, these Bible verses not very many people understand what he's trying to say. Okay, I keep saying again and again. The reason why we read the four gospel, we read the Act.So that this is the foundation of our faith. All other epistles, like Roman, 1st, 2nd Corinthian, Galatian, Ephesians, Philippian, Colossian, 1st and 2nd Thessalonian, and all these Bible verses is to explain what the four gospels together, what the book of Acts is talking about. You understand? This is a key word in understanding what I'm trying to say today. I say that again.All things has been committed to me by my Father. In other words, if you want to know who God is, you have to know who Jesus is first. Does it make sense? Because he said, no one know God the Father except Jesus Christ. If you want to serve God, you have to serve God through Jesus Christ. You want to know God, you got to know God through Jesus Christ. All other way is the wrong way.Is that what Jesus Christ tried to say in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27? I want you to follow after me. Matthew 11, 27. I want you to sing that into your mind, okay? Matthew chapter 11, verse 27.
马太十一章二十七节呢度咧，我讲咗好多次噶啦。你哋读完呢个四个福音，跟住读使徒行传。这个呢是我们信仰的根基来的。跟着呢你们看哥林多前后书、加拉太书、以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书、帖撒罗尼加前后书。这些的书信都是帮助我们来到看返这些四福音和使徒行传。哪个是神呢？我们要知道哪个是主耶稣。我们要服侍神呢，我们要首先认识神。我们认识神呢，就是透过主耶稣。我哋冇其他嘅方法，其他嘅方法咧就系错嘅方法啦。
Listen to what Jesus has to say. No one, including all the Jews and including all the Gentiles, that means no one, no exception. Okay? He didn't care whether you are Jews or Gentile. He say no one, that means no one. Okay?No one knows the Son. That means everyone doesn't know the Son except the Father. If you want to know the Son, who Jesus Christ is, you have to what? To ask the Father, say, could you do me a favor? Reveal your Son to me. Let me know the Son, right? Okay? And then he say,No one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
呢度喺呢度讲到，佢话除了父，没有人知道子。除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。佢呢度讲到话，没有人就包括所有嘅人，唔理你系犹太人，亦或外邦人。如果我哋即系个意思话，我哋冇一个人能够认识主，认识呢个子就系耶稣基督。如果我哋要认识耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋就要透过父，我哋要嚟问我哋天上嘅父亲先至知道。
Now the Jewish people say,Wow, we have faith in God. God is God the Father. Am I right? Am I right? We have faith in God. We have faith in God the Father. And Jesus say, you don't know him. You don't know him. That's why they feel so upset. They thought they know him. But Jesus say, you don't know him. Okay?
呢啲嘅犹太人，佢哋信咩啊？佢哋信神，佢哋信天上呢个嘅父神。但系主耶稣基督同佢讲话：你哋唔认识神。佢哋因此点解会咁嬲怒呢？因为主耶稣话：你唔认识呢个天上嘅父神。
Now take a look of those. I want you to write beside those. So who knows? Who knows the Father?
边个认识父神呢
？No one knows the Father.Except the Son. The Son knows the Father, and also those, the Son Jesus Christ reveals to those, then he knows the Father. I want you to write down right beside those. You write Paul, you write Peter, you write Luke, you write Matthew, and you write John. Those people, they know the Father. You want to know the Father? You better through them. Okay?
呢度佢讲到咩啊？呢度讲到话，没有人认识父，除了子。除了子之外，仲有边个啊？仲有就系子所愿意指示的。所以你哋喺侧边写低呢一班人系边个呢？有保罗、彼得、路加、马太同埋约翰。所以如果我哋要认识父嘅时候，我哋就要透过呢啲人嚟到去认识。
I give you another proof, okay?John said that. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22.
现在我给你另外一个的明证，约翰就知道了。约翰一书二章二十二节。
Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Messiah. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denied the Father and the Son.
第二十二节，谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。
And then 1 John chapter 2 verse 23, John say, Apostle John say, Hey, remember, Apostle John is a Jewish people. He used to be a fisherman. But Jesus Christ has chosen them.I chose you to follow me. And I chose to reveal the truth to you. So that's why John know the truth. And then he say, chapter 2, verse 23, he say, no one who deny the Son Jesus Christ, has the Father. The Jewish people deny Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They are the liar. And they doesn't have the Father. They say, oh, I have faith in the Father. I have faith in God. No, I'm sorry. You don't even know who God is.You don't even know who God is. You understand? Because it's very clear. No one means no exception, okay? No one, including all the Jewish people who claim to know God the Father, but the Jewish apostle John said, no one who denies the Son as the Messiah has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.你冇子啊，你父都冇啊，你唔认识子啊，你都唔认识父啊。You got that? They deny Jesus as the Messiah, and they say they know God. The Bible say you don't know God.
你知唔知点解好多人睇圣经啊？特别睇《使徒行传》24章，都唔知佢讲乜嘢。
唔知佢讲乜嘢，唔知道呢个路加医生写嘅嘢系咁精彩，咁系唔知道佢讲咩嘢。每个字都睇到啊，每个字都 understand， 但唔知道，因为冇呢啲背景。大家都系犹太人，点解会嗌杀啦？点解会大家打咧？大家都信一个旧约嘅神，原来佢哋冇信到神啊，明白吗？今日原来好多基督徒都系佢话佢信神，其实佢冇信到神。呢样嘢系个 wake up call 嚟噶，呢个好危险啊！你唔好同我讲你信神，你信咩神啊？你系咪信圣经所讲嘅神啊？You understand what I'm trying to say? Could you read that chapter 2 verse 23 in Cantonese? Mm-hmm.
好惨
啊！呢家好惨啊！你话俾佢听，佢闹你啊！你净系你先，你识神啊？嗰啲教会咁大，几千人教会，佢个个唔识神啊！嗰啲 Jewish people 大部分系唔识神啊！识神嘅 Jewish people 系少之又少啊！人哋话俾你听，你 humble 啊！你 prove it to me how you know God and I show it to you how I know God compare 啦！一 compare 你就知道，哇！我都唔 know I don't know God， right？
约翰一书二章二十三节，凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
I give you another proof, right? Throughout the whole Bible, all these people, all those people who has been revealed by Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, I'm going to reveal God to you. Do you remember John, Gospel of John chapter 17, when Jesus Christ prayed to God?I have already made known your word to those people. I have to make known your name to all those people. When they know you, that means they know me. They know me, they know you. They see me, they see you. They don't see me, they don't see you. Am I right? Gospel of John chapter 17, you write that down. So what 1 John is saying is same as John 17 is saying.Okay? And then take a look of what Paul is saying. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
哥林多后书三章十六节。
But whenever anyone turns to the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ.The veil is taken away. The veil is stopping you to know who God is. Right? The moment you turn to Jesus Christ is the same moment you start to know God. Read that.
但他们的心几时归向主，主拍子就几时除去，你哋几时嘅心转去主耶稣基督嘅时候，你就开始认系喺嗰个时刻就会认识神啦。
And then Jesus Christ say in Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6, I am the way. I want you to circle that the way.
约翰福音十四章第六节，佢话耶稣说：我就是道路，道路咧，你哋圈住佢。
Right beside the way, you write that down, 24:14, Acts chapter 24:14, the way.
你在那裡道路那裡你寫下《使徒行傳》24章14節，就是這個路，這個道。
Jesus Christ say, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one come to the Father.Except through Jesus Christ. You understand?
主耶稣基督他这里讲到，他说我就是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着主耶稣基督，没有人能到父那里去。
And then take a look at what Peter said, because Jesus Christ revealed the truth to Peter. So that's why when Peter preached the sermon in Acts chapter 4 verse 12,
主耶稣基督亦都嚟到向彼得嚟到显现佢自己，所以
when Peter was so filled with the Holy Spirit, he said,
salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name other than Jesus Christ the Messiah. For there's no other name under heaven given to man by which, by this name, we must be saved. By other name, you cannot be saved. Only by the name of Jesus Christ, you will be saved. That's why Jesus Christ said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one come to the Father except through me.
所以当彼得他被圣灵充满的时候，他就在使徒行传四章十二节，他那里讲到，除他以外就是主耶稣基督，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，这个名就是主耶稣基督，我们这个尼赛亚，我们可以靠着得救。所以主耶稣基督亦都讲到，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Listen to me. Jesus said the way. That means no other way. The only way. Right? If there's other way, they call a way. It's one of the way. If we put the article D, that means the only way, no other way.Does it make sense?
所以主耶稣基督说，我就是这个的道路，这个英文呢就讲到我是唯一的道路，不是说其中一个的道路。他讲到呢是唯一的道路。
Now, take a look at what the Jewish people believe, okay?
我们又看看这些犹太人他自己想相信什么呢？
The Jewish people say, the way, they call it sad.
这些犹太人他讲到这个唯一 的道，他是就称他们为一个的异端的道。
Ah, that's the difference, right? Paul say, Peter say, John say, the way is the only way you be saved. And they say, the way is the sad.
这个就是大分别了。保罗、彼得、约翰他们说这个是唯一的道，但是这班犹太人他们说这个唯一的道就是一个异端的道。
Now, based upon Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, Jesus said, All things has been committed to me by my Father. No one know the Father except the Son. Are you telling me you know the Father without Jesus Christ?And then Jesus say, first of all, he said, no one know the Father except the Son, and no one know the Son except the Father. But if you truly want to know the Father, you need to close to Jesus, believe in Jesus. He is the Messiah. Then Jesus be merciful to you and gracious to you, reveal who God the Father is to you. Just like Jesus has chosen the 12 apostles, right? And has chosen who? Has chosen Paul. That is recorded in Acts chapter 22, 14 to 15. Ananias said to Paul, the God of our father has chosen you. Why did God want to choose you? Because he chosen you so that you know his will.God revealed his will to you. God chosen you. And then God opened your eyes so that you can see the righteous one. God opened your ears so you can hear the word from his mouth, from the mouth of Jesus. Once you know his will, when you see the Holy One of Jesus Christ, the righteous one, you tell the whole world who Jesus is. And yet they persecute them. When they persecute them,That means Isaiah 5:20, Isaiah 8:20 fulfilled in their life. Woe to them. They call good is bad, bad is good. Paul is good. They say he's bad, right? He deserved to die. Away with him. Get rid of him, right? He tried to save your life. You say get rid of him. Woe to you. Isn't it? It's bitter. He say sweet. Sweet, he say bitter.Is it woe to you? And then Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, what did the Bible say? The Bible say, whatever the Jewish people say, if it's not in conformity with what God say, they are still in darkness. They haven't seen the light. Am I right? All this background, you have to understand before you understand Acts chapter 24. Okay? Otherwise, you read the whole thing. You don't even know why they're arguing, you know? What's the point of arguing, you know? If Paul say, oh, I believe the same thing you believe, you know? I believe the Old Testament. I believe in the New Testament. They keep fighting, right? Come on.
再翻翻转头，马太福音十一章二十七节：一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道。所以主耶稣已经拣选咗佢十二个使徒，亦都拣选咗保罗。所以保罗藉着阿拿尼亚对保罗佢讲咩呢？佢话我们祖宗嘅神拣选咗保罗，叫保罗明白神嘅旨意，又得见那异者听他口中所出的声音，然之后咧又派这个保罗咧嚟到叫佢咧嚟到向全世界嚟到作呢个见证。所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋亦都要明白以赛亚书五章二十节同埋八章二十节。所以我哋话你哋有祸啦，因为你哋以恶为善，以善为恶，以苦为甜，以甜为苦。亦都喺八章二十节，以赛亚书佢讲到，人当以粪秽和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见神光。所以弟兄姊妹们，我哋要明白呢啲嘅背景，以致我哋睇使徒行传24章嘅时候，我哋先知道佢究竟想讲啲乜嘢。
Isn't it they cry out?To the governor, and also cry out to the king Herod, saying that they crucified Jesus Christ and released Barabbas, right? Good one, he thinks is bad. Bad one, he thinks is good. Now they do the same thing to Paul. Do you understand? Do you know that in a lot of churches,the bad pastor, a lot of congregations say they are good. The good one, they say is bad. Do you know that? If you don't study the scripture, you don't even know that you sin against God. Okay? You are still in the dark. Do you know that?
所以記得以前呢啲嘅巡撫同埋希律王當佢哋同呢啲巡撫希律王講要比拉多，佢哋咧要殺咗比拉多，然之後咧就話要釋放咗嗰個嘅被囚嘅人，反而咧要將主耶穌嚟到釘十字架。所以好多時以前甚至現在好嘅我哋當壞嘅，壞嘅我哋當好嘅，甚至而家好多嘅傳道人佢係好，但係啲人話佢唔好，唔好嘅你哋又當以為係好。
Now we go back to Acts chapter 24, verse 14.
翻翻转头，《使徒行传》二十四章十四节。
Paul said, "However, I admit that I worship the God, I serve the God of our Father as a follower of the way." I tell you the difference, okay? The way which they call a sect. Paul served God the Father.Serve God the Father as a follower of the way. In other words, Paul served God as a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ say, I am the way. Right? If you say that you serve God, you don't serve God as the follower of the way,I want you to write that down. Follower of the way. Don't overlook that this kind of statement. It's loaded with meaning in this statement, okay? I serve God as the follower of the way. And I want you to write down right beside the way you call Jesus Christ. Then I translate like this. I serve God as the follower of Jesus Christ. Then I want to explain clearly. What it really means is Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. If you really want to serve God, if you really want to worship God, you got to deny yourself and follow Jesus. If you try to save your own life, then you lose your life. You try to lose your life for Jesus, then you gain your life. This is exactly, do you remember? I spent a lot of time to explain, should Paul go up to Jerusalem? Am I right? Because he followed Jesus. He go to Jerusalem to suffer so that he can explain God's word. This is how I serve God. This is how I worship God as the follower of the way. That means I got to deny myself and carry my own cross. If you say you worship God, you serve God without pain and suffering, brother and sister, you're not serving God. You're not worshiping God. Your worship is in vain. You understand? Do you understand?
在这里第十四节他讲到这里保罗说我正按着那道这个道你们大家写着就是主耶稣基督所以弟兄姊妹们这个经文有里面有很多深意的意思我不想你们弟兄姊妹看到好像水降鸭背那样保罗说他要成为这个道的跟随者他的意思是怎样呢他说成为这个道的跟随者，他的意思即是说他要跟随主耶稣。记不记得我用了很多的星期同你们解释保罗应不应该上到去耶路撒冷呢？他上到耶路撒冷的时候就 是跟随主耶稣基督的意思，就是他要去到来到去受苦，他要去到来到同人讲述神自己的说话。所以保罗就是一个很好跟随神的道的一个很好的例子。所以翻到马太福音十六章二十四、二十五节，佢保罗就讲到就系佢个例子就系咩意思呢？就系要舍己，要背起自己嘅十字架，好似主耶稣咁样。主耶稣背起佢自己嘅十字架嘅时候，我哋系佢嘅跟随者，我哋亦都要背起我哋自己嘅十字架。
If you say to me you serve God and you worship God not as a follower of this way.Your worship, your service is in vain. How come, Pastor John, how come you say that? Because Jesus Christ say, I am the way. No one come to the Father except through me. No one come to the Father except through me. Okay? So you serve it in any other way, you follow the pattern of the Jewish people. The Jewish people cannot go to heaven. And you and I know that. Okay?
所以如果你哋今日嘅敬拜，你哋今日嘅侍奉系冇压力嘅，系冇受苦嘅，你哋今日嘅服侍，你哋今日嘅敬拜就系徒然。点解呢？因为主耶稣基督话我系呢个嘅道路，呢、这个道路就带领我哋去到父神嗰度。如果我哋行嘅路系我哋自己嘅路嘅时候，就系唔系神嘅路啦。
Take a look at First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Paul saying.If your labor is in Jesus Christ, your labor is not in vain. Labor means service, means ministry. If your labor, if your worship out of Jesus Christ, your worship, your labor, your ministry, your service is in vain. Does it make sense?
如果我哋今日嘅服侍，我哋嘅敬拜系喺主耶稣基督里边嘅时候，我哋就唔会徒然。但系如果我哋今日系行我哋自己嘅路嘅时候，我哋今日嘅劳苦喺主里边就系徒然噶啦。
Brother and sister, as far as the Jewish people is concerned, I serve God my way, you serve God your way. Now let's see which way is better. And I tell you, Paul's way is the only way. Does it make sense?
呢班嘅犹太人佢就会讲到我就行我嘅路我嘅敬拜我嘅服侍就所以呢我同弟兄姊妹讲保罗嗰个嘅路呢佢所做嘅嘢呢就係啱嘅。
I didn't prove to you with one Bible verses. I proved to you with all other New Testament teaching. Am I right? And also I prove to you using the Old Testament teaching, Isaiah, all that, right? Am I right?
我俾你哋明证嘅时候，我唔净止用一个嘅例证，我系用旧约嘅例证，好似以赛亚书同埋新约嘅例证嚟到证明俾你哋睇。
Brother and sister, if you serve God, if you worship God, make sure you are the follower of the way. Okay?
弟兄姊妹，你哋今日嘅服侍，你哋今日嘅敬拜，记得你哋系跟随主耶稣呢个嘅道。
Follower of the way, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 6, is the one who rely upon the Holy Spirit, and there's life and there's peace. If you serve God as a follower of your own way, it is there.According to Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
罗马书八章六节，弟兄姊妹们，你哋今日嘅服侍，如果系神嘅路嘅时候，你哋就有生命平安；如果你系行自己喜欢行嘅路嘅时候，呢个嘅就系死。
And I want you to write down Gospel of John chapter 16, 1 to 3.They persecute you, they think they serve God. They persecute you, they think they worship God. Come on, they kill you, they think they serve God. How can it be? What's the Ten Commandments say? Thou shalt not what? Thou shalt not kill. Right? You're not serving God according to the Old Testament law. A lot of people, they are blinded, okay?Oh, a lot of people believe that, oh, God to be true. God to be true. Oh, it's wrong. It's the wrong way. Could you read that?
弟兄姊妹们，约翰福音十六章一至三节。所以呢，如果弟兄姊妹们，他们觉得他们今天是服侍神，他们其实呢就是但是如果他们觉得他今天服侍神的时候，十诫又怎么跟我们讲啊？十诫他讲话不可杀人，他怎么可以又服侍神又来到杀人呢？所以十六章一至到三节，我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将到，凡杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。他们这样行是因未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。
他们以为自己侍奉神，以为自己敬拜神，我帮神一个忙，其实他自己犯法，他不认识神。你知不知道现在很多基督徒都是这样，你知不知道？他们没有看圣经。 OK, keep going. Now, second point.
第二点，
Paul said that I admit the dead. I believe everything. Circle the word everything. I believe everything that agree with the law. The law say thou shalt not kill. You better not kill, right? The law said what the law said. You should not give false testimony. They all give.All kind of false testimony. So, oh, he stir up people. He has a riot. No. What's the proof? You give false testimony. That's the ninth commandment. You understand? These kind of people, they don't even know what they're talking about. It's really sad. They raise their voice thinking that, oh, this got to be right. If everybody say that, oh, got to be right. No, that's wrong. If what you are saying is not in conformity,with the biblical teaching, you are still in darkness. You are not in the light. You still don't know what you're doing. Right? Wow, it's amazing, eh? It's really amazing.
所以这里讲到保罗他说他相信每一样东西就是律法所写的每一样东西。每一样东西如果是每一样东西他都相信是不可杀人，十诫当中不可杀人。同埋第九戒讲到不可作假见证，所以佢哋亦都有作假见证。佢哋话保罗嚟到搞乱事，保罗嚟到有扰乱嘅事发生，甚至佢哋大大声声讲嘅时候， 以致呢啲众人觉得佢讲嘅说话嘅时候，大声就系啱啦。再翻翻去以赛亚书，若果我哋今日嘅粪灰同埋人当以粪灰同埋法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见神光。
Paul saying that I admitted that I believe everything that agree with the law, and I believe everything that agree with the prophet. In other words, you believe in the Old Testament, I believe in the Old Testament. But Paul saying, actually, you don't believe the Old Testament. You don't believe the Old Testament. I believe the Old Testament. You understand what I'm trying to say?
保罗呢度讲到佢相信一切旧约所讲嘅嘢，但系保罗应该同佢哋讲话，我系信旧约所讲嘅嘢，但系其实呢班犹太人佢哋唔系信旧约所讲嘅说话。
Take a look at the law, Exodus chapter 20. Prove it, okay? We prove it.
出埃及记二十章，我哋真系嚟到去证明俾佢睇下。
The ninth commandment.
第九诫。
Verse 16, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor.
第二十章出埃及记十六节就讲到第九诫，不可作假见证陷害人。
Okay, take a look at the, Acts chapter 21.
使徒行传二十一章。
They know only the half truth and they think it's the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
他们只是认识一半的真理，他们以为是全部的真理，其实只是一半的真理。
I want you to write down Acts chapter 21, verse 27 all the way to 29. That is a false testimony.
使徒行传21章27至29节，这个就是一个假见证。
Because they give this false testimony, there's a riot. So that's why Paul get locked up.
他们讲了这个假见证的时候就有扰乱的事发生，所以保罗就被监禁。
I read that to you, try to save time, and I read it in, I read English and then either read the Cantonese. When the 7 days were nearly over, some Jews from the province of Asia saw Paul at the temple. They stir up the whole crowd and seized Paul, shouting,Man of Israel, help us. This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against our people and our law and this place. And besides, he has brought Greek into the temple area and defiled this holy place. Take a look at the parenthesis, verse 29. They have previously seen Trophimus,the Ephesians in the city with Paul, and assume that Paul has brought Trophimus into the temple area. Did Paul talk Trophimus into the temple? No. They assume Paul took him. But Paul did not talk him. And because of this testimony, and Paul get locked up. Do you understand? Is this a false testimony? Hey, brother and sister, listen to me.If you tell the half truth, it's still a liar. The conscience should strike you. Otherwise, you have no conscience. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You tell the truth, nothing but the truth. Is that what the court say? The whole truth. If you tell the half truth, yeah, no question about that. Paul, in the city of Jerusalem, Paul walked with the saint,from the church of Ephesus, his name called Trophimus. He walked with the Greek people, the Gentile, in the Jerusalem. Doesn't mean that he took Trophimus into the temple and defiled the temple. They assume Paul did that and then stir up the crowd. Who should be judged? They should be judged because they violate Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. They give false testimony. Am I right?
喺呢度《使徒行传》21:27-29，那七日将完，从亚西亚来的犹太人看见保罗在殿里，就耸动了众人下手拿他，喊叫说：以色列人来帮助，这就是在各处教训众人，遭嘈战我们百姓和律法并且地方的。他又带着希列人进殿，污秽了这圣殿。29节，他继续讲，这话是因他们曾看见以弗所人特罗菲摩同保罗在城里，以为保罗带他进了殿。呢度咧讲到以为佢其实咧唔系保罗带佢哋嘅，佢哋以为保罗咧，咁所以咧一半嘅真理咧就成咗系讲大话。所以呢度佢系冇讲到呢个真理出嚟。
So could you write that down? Acts 21:27-29. Equal to Exodus 20:16. This is the false testimony.
所以喺呢段嘅圣经嗰度，你写低出埃及记20:16，就系讲假见证。
Exodus is a law, right? Exodus 20:16 is a law. There's the nine commandment.
呢个咧就系出埃及记20:16，就系第九。
So what they are doing is against the law. According to Isaiah 8:20, that means they are in darkness. That means they do things do not live by the law, right? And then they accuse people.
所以喺呢度，我哋翻翻转头睇以赛亚书8:20，所以佢哋喺黑暗里面必不得见神光，因为呢个就系第九诫，就系佢哋嚟到去诬告人，诬告保罗。
What did the prophet say? Isaiah 8:20. What did the prophet say? Isaiah 5:20.
8:20，以赛亚书5:20讲乜嘢咧
？They are still in darkness.Whereas Paul is in the light.
佢哋仍然喺黑暗里边，保罗就喺光明里边。
Woe to them.
祸灾。
But blessing to Paul.
保罗就蒙福。
Am I right? So, brother and sister, you know, when people say, hey, you don't know what you believe. Hey, you know what? When people say you don't know what you believe, you better listen carefully.And jot down his Bible verses and go home and study that. And next week, you get whole week, 7 days to study. Next week, you come back and raise a hand. Say, Pastor John, I think you're wrong. Right? That's what we should do, the homework. You understand? I tell you why. Matthew 12:37. Because everything that you say,The Lord will judge you. Either you'll be condemned or you'll be saved. You're righteous. You understand? Based upon what? Based upon what you say. Matthew 12:37.
喺呢度，如果弟兄姊妹你今日所信嘅嘢，有人话俾你听，你今日唔知你自己所信嘅系乜嘢，你哋应该翻屋企，好好嘅嚟到喺屋企嚟到做下功课，嚟到研读下。你有一个星期后，你可以下个星期翻翻嚟同牧师讲，牧师你讲嘅嘢系有错误，所以我哋应该要翻屋企嚟到做功课。跟住喺马太福音12:37，佢嚟到呢度咁讲。
By your word, you will be acquitted. And by your word, you will be condemned. Light on the right side, dead on the left side. You pick which one you should go. You understand? Does it make sense?
因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你为 为定你有罪。弟兄姊妹们，在右手边我们有生命，在左手边我们有死亡。
I want you to write down right beside 15:24-15. And Paul say, I admit the dead. I have the same hope in God as this man, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked.
使徒行传24:15，并且靠着神盼望死人无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望。
The reason why Paul saying that I have the same hope in God, I want you to write beside that.
点解保罗会话我亦都有同样呢个盼望呢？你哋写低。
The same hope in God as this man, that there will be resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. I want you to write down in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel.
你喺呢度写低，佢话佢盼望咩啊？盼望死人无论善恶都要复活。你写低旧约但以理书。
Chapter 12，
十二章。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protect your people, will arise.There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nation until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book of the Lamb of God, okay, will be delivered. Verse 2, multitude who sleep in the dust of the earth, that means who die, will awake, that means will resurrect them. Some,to everlasting, other to shame and everlasting contempt. You write down Daniel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This is what the Jewish people believe.
但以理书十二章一至二节就是这些犹太人他相信的。那时保佑你本国之民的天使长米迦勒必站起来，并且有大艰难，从有国以来直到此时没有这样的。你本国的民，凡名录在册上的，这个就是神羔羊的册，生命册，必得拯救。睡在尘埃中的这些人呢，就是死了的人，必有多人复醒，这个呢就是复活了。其中有得永生的，有受羞辱永远被憎恶的。
So what Daniel is trying to say is everyone will be resurrected, but some resurrectedto receive everlasting life. But some resurrected to receive shame and everlasting contempt, right? Not everyone be saved, but everyone will be resurrected. I don't care whether you believe in Jesus. I don't care whether you believe in God. I don't care whether you believe in the scripture. Everyone will be resurrected, okay?
呢度但以理佢讲到咩啊？佢呢度就係讲到每个人都会嚟到去复活。有啲人复活得生命，有啲人复活咗之后就会得着羞辱，永远被憎恶嘅。
And that's what Paul saying in verse 27. I admit the dead. I believe everything that agree with the law. I agree everything that agree with the prophet Daniel, right? He agree with that. He agree with Daniel chapter 12 verse 1 and 2. Okay? So that's why Paul say that I have the same hope in God as this man.That there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked.
所以保罗佢点样讲啊？保罗佢话我信合乎律法嘅事，我亦都信先知书上所记载一切嘅事。所以佢讲到我靠着神盼望死人无论善恶都要复活，就是他们自己也有这个盼望。
We all believe, the Jewish people believe there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the dead, the righteous and the wicked. That's what the Jewish people believe, and that's what the prophet believe, that's what Apostle Paul believe. But one thing, that's a difference. Who is the first one to be resurrected? That's the problem. You write that down. The first oneTo be resurrected is Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor John, no, it's not Jesus Christ. Elijah, Remember Elijah went to the poor widow's house, stayed there for a little, maybe three years and three months, whatever, or because certain time that he get being fed by the ravens, right? 哇，喂养咗佢有相当嘅时间，然后后来先三年半啫嘛，总共三年半嘅时间啊嘛， right? So, Elijah the prophet stay in the house of the poor widow, and yet her son was dead. And Elijah raised him from the dead by the power of God. But eventually his son will die too. His follower, Elisha, same thing. Remember, stay in the rich woman's house? She's barren, she's not supposed to have any son, because she look after the pastor, look after the prophet. The prophet say, how can I bless this family? And his followers say, oh, this family is very rich, but yet he has no children. Then Elisha say, next year you're gonna have a children, right? Lo and behold, he got a children. And one day, he was dead too. And Elisha raised him from the dead. But eventually they will die too. Just like Nazareth, right? But Jesus Christ, the Bible say in Romans chapter 9 verse 6, he was dead, now he is alive, and he lives forever and ever. He will not die. Not only Romans chapter 9 verse 6 saying, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 saying the same thing.
So, the Lord's Father, 但是有些人他亦都会说，那记得在旧约圣经那个以利亚，记得记不记得这个穷寡妇，他之前这个以利亚，他是被乌鸦来到喂养他的，但是他后来去了这个穷寡妇的家，这个穷寡妇大约养活了他几久呢？我想大约是三年这么上下，或者三年零三个月这么上下，因为之前他是被乌鸦所养活的，所以一共是大约三年半的时间。 咁佢个仔死咗，咁佢个仔死咗，咁呢个以利亚咧帮助佢个仔嚟到复活，但系记得佢个仔之后仍然会死，仍然仲会系肉身上死咗。记唔记得呢个以利沙咧？以利沙佢就系冇就同呢个嘅一个嘅有钱嘅富人。 咁呢，佢哋就话，咁究竟以利沙就问呢个有钱嘅妇人，佢究竟有咩需要啊？佢有钱，但系佢冇细路仔，所以以利沙为佢祈祷嘅时候呢，以利沙就为呢个嘅妇人得咗一个嘅细蚊仔。但系呢个细蚊仔之后仍然系死咗，但系呢，死咗，但系以利沙叫佢复活。但系我哋知道佢肉身呢，以后仍然系会死。所以我哋睇下罗马书9章6节。 主耶稣话佢虽然死咗，但系之后咧佢系活到永永远远，同埋我哋睇启示录1章16节、1章18节。
The Jewish people believe there will be a resurrection, both for the righteous and for the wicked. Paul believed the same thing, but the only thing difference is who is the first one to be resurrected, and they don't know it's the Messiah Jesus, and Paul knows it's the Messiah Jesus. You understand? That's why Paul spending the whole chapter, chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, talking about resurrection. If Jesus Christ did not resurrect, there's no resurrection. You understand? Jesus Christ, the first one to be resurrected. And I, in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18 say, I was dead, but now I'm alive, and I will be alive forever and ever. He will not die anymore. He's the first fruit. He's the Alpha and all other people. If you follow that way, you'll be resurrected to receive everlasting life. Does it make sense? So Jesus is the way. Does it make sense? Not Elijah, not Elisha, not Moses. Right? Jesus is the way.
所以保罗同埋呢啲犹太人，佢哋都系相信死人会复活，义嘅会复活，恶嘅亦都系会复活。所以保罗喺哥林多前书十五章整章嘅圣经，佢就嚟到讲到复活嘅事。主耶稣系投生嘅，主耶稣系
阿拉法，
所以我哋要跟随主耶稣。主耶稣就系呢个嘅道理，主耶稣就系呢个嘅道路。真理生命，所以我哋要跟随主耶稣。我哋知道，第一个首先复活嘅唔系以利沙，唔系以利亚，亦都唔系摩西，系主耶稣基督。
Brother and sister, another thing. That's why I say the Jewish people believe in the truth, but not the whole truth. They know partial meaning, not the whole meaning. Okay. Second thing they don't know.
呢啲嘅猶太人，佢哋係認識真理，但係佢哋只係認識一半嘅真理。
If Jesus Christ is the first one, is the number one to be resurrected, that means there will be judgment. I want you to write it down, Acts 17:31.
主耶稣是第一个首先复活的时候，我们就知道到时来讲就会有这个的审判。大家写低《使徒行传》17:35。
Frank say that it's not Roman 9:6, it's 6:9. Right? Go to 6:9.
不是罗马书9:6，是6:9。
For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead,He cannot die again, and death no longer has mastery over him.
6:9,
you guys are sleeping, all the other guys sleeping, right?
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再作他的主了。
醒目咗啦，依家佢，吓？
大家好多人都瞓着咗吓，系啊 ，Frank 冇瞓着。
系咪个个 sleepy head falling asleep？六九同九六差好远啊！我睇翻九六系咩？帮我睇睇九六系咩？啊，你哋唔出声噶，你哋咁样。啊，林牧师，你九六冇呢样嘢喎。It is not as though God's word has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel are Israel. Oh, come on！ 啊，你哋真系可以啊！你正式系犹太人啊，真系。人讲咩你就信咩嘢，you know what I mean? Right? 是不是太多 information 啊？其实这些东西呢，我讲过很多次，在圣经里面出现很多次啊，这些经文。Right? Okay, go back. Where are we? Now, Jesus Christ, as far as resurrection is concerned, Jesus Christ is the first one.According to Romans chapter 6 verse 9, according to Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. And then if Jesus Christ is the first one to be resurrected and he won't die anymore, and he will live forever, that means there's going to be a judgment. According to Acts chapter 17 verse 31.
主耶稣基督是首先复活，他不会再有死，所以到时来讲我们就知道会有这个的审判，在使徒行传17:31。
If there's no resurrection, there's no judgment.
没有复活就没有审判。
If there's no resurrection, there's no judge. Who's the judge? He's the righteous judge. He's Jesus Christ. How did he judge us? How does he judge us? He's going to judge us according to his word.
如果冇复活嘅时候就冇审判，如果有复活嘅时候，咁呢个审判者系边个？审判官系边个呢？就系我哋主耶稣基督嘅义者。咁佢用咩嚟到审判我哋啊？就系用佢自己嘅话语嚟到审判我哋。
Because there's a resurrection, Because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, God has set a day of judgment. And Jesus Christ will judge the world with justice.
所以当我们知道有复活的时候，神就认定了那一日有一个的审判日，我们的审判者就是主耶稣基督。
Now, if there's a judgment, take a look at how Paul prepared himself for that judgment.
如果有审判日的时候，我们看看保罗怎样预备他自己来到去面对这个审判。
Verse 16. So I strive always in keep my conscience clear before God and man. Keep my conscience clear. Okay, you got that? You got that?My conscience clear before God. Man, you got to do that. What are you trying to say? If there's a judgment, you better make sure that you prepare for that judgment.
这里保罗他怎样讲啊？在第十六节，保罗他讲话要全无愧的良心，所以他知道有审判日的时候，他就要好好来到准备自己，要有一个无愧的良心。
If you realize that you have a lot of sins within you, what should you do?
如果你觉得自己里面有很多的罪的时候，你应该怎么做呢？
You do one thing.
你应该做一样东
西。You either follow Psalm 32:5 or you follow 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
有两样嘢，你一系就诗篇三十二篇第五节，或者约翰一书一章第九节。
David say, I acknowledge my sins to God and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord. That's the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to confess your sin to Jesus Christ because He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life.No one come to the Father except through Him. Salvation is found in no one else. Salvation is found in Jesus Christ the Lord. And He will forgive the guilt of your sin. So you need to confess your sin, not to the, as the Catholics say, not to the Father, the earthly Father. 神父啊，你唔系向神父办告解啊，冇用啊。你系 confess to the Lord 啊， not to the 神父啊。明白吗？This is Old Testament teaching.
第三十二章五节诗篇，我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华，这个耶和华就是主耶稣基督话，我是道路、真理、生命。若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。好多人鍾意去到好似天主教去到神父嗰度嚟到认罪係冇用嘅，我哋要去到神嗰度嚟到认罪。
呢个神就係耶稣基督啊。That's why Paul said, So I strive always in keep my conscience clear before God and man. How can he keep his conscience clear before God and man? You strive to confess your sin every day.Remember that? Every day. Once your conscience strike you, say that you're wrong. When the conscience tell you that you're wrong, you say, what do you mean by my conscience tell me? I tell you what I mean by conscience tell you. Because according to Romans chapter 2, Paul say, God's word is stored within your conscience. That means if God's word, when you hear God's word and know that you're wrong,You better confess your sins right now. Because you don't know when you get out of this place, you may be struck there, and then you'll be in deep trouble. But if, when I confess my sins, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, God is righteous, God is just, and is merciful and faithful. He will forgive all my sins and cleanse all my conscience, all my unrighteousness.If I confess my sins, I will be all right. Does it make sense? Solomon saying the same thing. Proverbs chapter 28, 13. If I cover up my sins, I will not be prosperous. If I confess it and renounce it, then I will receive mercy. And God say, I'm merciful to you. I forgive all your sin. I cleanse all your unrighteousness. I cleanse your conscience. I clear your conscience too. Does it make sense? You have to confess it.
所以呢度保罗佢讲到咩啊？佢话要常存无愧嘅良心，所以我哋要常常喺神面前嚟到认罪。好似约翰一书一章九节，佢话神是信实的、公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切嘅不义。所以我哋良心若果责备我哋嘅时候，我哋就知道嗰样嘢系做得唔啱。我哋每一日都要喺神面前嚟到去认罪。如果弟兄姊妹离开咗呢度，出到去嘅时候，俾一架车撞死咗嗰阵时又点呢？所以我哋要时刻嚟到去认罪。如果我哋个良心话俾我哋听唔啱嘅时候，我哋就要去到神面前嚟到认罪。好似所罗门喺箴言书28章13节，佢都讲到遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙怜恤。
Right beside Acts chapter 24 verse 16, my conscience, you write down Romans chapter 2 verse 15. Romans chapter 2 verse 15, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their heart, their conscience.God's word is written on your heart. That's how God make a covenant with you, a new covenant. God's word are written on your conscience. Also bearing witness, and their thought now accusing, now even defending you. Sometimes your conscience will accuse you. Sometimes your conscience will defend you. If all the other people say you are wrong, but you did according to what God say,Conscience say, don't worry about what they say. The conscience going to defend you because God's word going to defend you. Sometimes if everybody say you are good, your conscience say, no, you are wicked. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your conscience sometimes defends you. Your conscience sometimes accuses you. All according to the law, all according to the word of God.Not according to what men say. You understand? Everybody say you're good doesn't mean that you're good. You know your conscience. You know what is in your heart. Does it make sense? Remember 2:15, Roman. Okay? Make sure we have a clear conscience. All right? Joyce Lam? All right.
喺呢、这个使徒行传24章16节，喺良心嗰度你哋写低罗马书2章15节佢点样讲啊？这是显出律法的功用，刻在他们心里。呢、这个心里就系我哋嘅良心，他们是非之心同作见证，并且他们的思念互相较量，或以为是，或以为非。所以弟兄姊妹们，有人话你好，你未必一定好；有人话你错，你都未必错。点样可以嚟到去证明明辨呢？就系、是、你要认识神嘅话语。有人话你真系好嘅时候，你自己良心会话俾你听，你系咪真系好？如果人哋话你错嘅时候，你自己良心藉着神嘅话语，亦都话俾你听，你自己未必一定系错。
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What is in your conscience? God's word. God's word sometimes condemns you. God's word sometimes defends you. Does it make sense?
神嘅话语好多时会保护你。
We have all this kind of experience, right? I'm not saying something is strange to you, right? We all know that, right?
我唔系讲一啲陌生嘅说话，你知道你哋都好明白我喺度想讲乜嘢噶啦。
Okay, now let's go back to Acts chapter 24. Because Paul know that God will judge us. Jesus Christ will judge us. And then when he judge us, we'll be in deep trouble. So that's why make sure we clear our conscience. Anything that he accuses us, we say, God, you are right. I'm wrong. I confess it. Please, according to Psalm chapter 32, verse 5, clear my conscience.According to the Old Testament teaching, according to New Testament teaching, if I confess it, you are faithful, you are judged. Forgive all my sins. Cleanse all my unrighteousness. Does it make sense? Is he faithful? Will he do it? Yes, he will do it. Make sure we do that. Everybody say?
Amen. 所以保罗知道神会有一日，主耶稣基督会有一日嚟到审问我哋。所以如果真系我哋冇好好准备嘅时候咧，我哋就麻烦啦。所以唔好让我哋良心嚟到去责备我哋。神话啱嘅时候，我哋就知道我哋自己错。
When we sense that God love us so much and forgive all our sin, should we love one another? Should we? Now let's see what Paul do.
所以我哋知道神爱我哋，饶恕我哋嘅罪嘅时候，我哋就真系要彼此嚟到去相爱。
After an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts, give them money for the poor, and to present offering. Give money to the poor. I want you to write it down. That is the way to keep our conscience clear.
So, in 17, Paul, he said, "Go for 几年, 我带着周济本国的捐项，就是带着啲钱同埋贡献嘅物上去。所以我哋弟兄姊妹们，我哋周济呢啲穷人嘅时候，就系让我哋有无愧嘅良心。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 10.
加拉太书二章十节。
James, Peter, and John, they are the pillar of the church. They are the leader of the church. And what do they ask? Paul and Barnabas. All this pillar of the church, all they asked was that we, Paul and Barnabas, should continue to remember the poor, the very thing I was eager to do. When you sense that God loves you, you better love the poor. This is a genuine faith. That is a genuine belief. That's a genuine gospel. By being merciful to the poor, then you can save the poor. For the kingdom of God belongs to them. God make them poor. God make them suffer so that they open their heart to Jesus. And you give them money, they open the heart even wider. They come to Jesus. Does it make sense? If you give money to the poor, according to Solomon's saying in the book of Proverbs, you will not be rich. You will not be blessed. Because the rich people, they don't need your money. I still remember, you know, I'm the fourth one in the family. My brother is the third one. You know how I get this watch? Before I go to New York, I open up the account in TD Bank. They say they give you a watch. That watch lasts until now, 20 some odd years ago. I get another watch from my brother. He's the third one. He's the rich man. And people try to flatter him, give him a watch. And one day I go to Hong Kong. He say to me, brother, here, that's the watch. I gave it to you. I don't want it. It is so good. It's the leather one. 我時出汗啦，我都唔捨得戴，一戴完之後就爛噶啦嘛，明白嗎？仲喺我屋企，你唔好俾嘢有錢佬啊，冇用噶，你唔會 change 到佢個 heart 噶。你 give money to the poor, they open their heart to listen to gospel. Do you hear me? Galatians chapter 2 verse 10. And now.Verse 17, 24:17, Act, they did it. They remember what God said. Ah, how can you say it's God say? Only James say, Peter say, Paul say. I'm sorry. James say, Peter say, John say. What they say is what Jesus say. What Jesus say is what God say. I clear my conscience. I did that. I not only confess my sin, I deal with the poor.Give them money. Does it make sense? Wow, that's good.
呢度保罗喺十七节佢话：过了几年，我带着周济本国的捐献和贡献的物，佢哋就系周济呢啲穷人带住钱嚟到去俾佢哋。我哋睇下加拉太书第二章第十节，只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。所以弟兄姊妹们，你哋唔好将啲钱俾呢啲有钱人。有钱人你俾佢钱，佢唔会多谢你。但系当你有钱俾呢啲穷人嘅时候，佢哋嘅心就被打开，呢啲穷人神嘅国就系属于佢哋嘅。佢哋心被打开而睇到呢啲钱嘅时候，佢哋就将嘅嗰呢啲嘅荣耀归俾神。雅各、彼得同埋约翰，佢哋系教会嘅支柱，佢哋提到要嚟到帮助呢啲嘅穷人。我哋帮助穷人嘅时候，就系帮助主耶稣。当雅各、彼得、约翰嚟到咁样讲嘅时候，佢哋咁样讲就系主耶稣所讲，主耶稣所讲嘅时候就系神咁讲。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 16: He who oppresses the poor to increase his wealth, and he who gives gifts to the rich, both come to poverty. You'll be poor. Give to the poor, don't give to the rich. He won't remember the gift that you give it to him. You understand? Because he's richer than you. He won't even keep it. He gave it to the poor guy.
在箴言书二十二章十六节，他说
But hold on a second. Isn't it a lot of people want to give gifts to the rich? Don't you know that? Right? Do what God say. Don't follow the culture of this world. Lest that you become poor.
在这里箴言书二十二章十六节，他说欺压贫穷为要利己的，并送礼与富户的，都必缺乏。所以弟兄姊妹们，你唔使俾钱呢啲有钱佬，但系呢个世上嘅行动就系好鍾意送礼物、送钱俾呢啲有钱人。有钱人佢都唔记得咗你送咩俾佢。所以我哋要跟随神嘅说话，神叫我哋点做，我哋就点做。
Verse 21. Verse 21. Because of the time, unless it was this one thing I shouted as I stood in the presence, it is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today.
在使徒行传二十四章第十二十一节，纵然有也不过一句话，就是我站在他们中间大声说，我今日在你们面前受审，是为死人复活的道理。
我再讲清楚俾听啊，这个死人复活的道理是什么？是讲到耶稣基督从死里复活了。但他一讲到耶稣基督从死里复活，你就定他们的罪。因为他们钉耶稣十字架嘛。是为了这件事情他被审判了。It is because he preached about Jesus Christ, the one you crucified, and yet 3 days later he was resurrected. He did not appear to you, but he appeared to me. He did not change your life, but he changed my life. And when I preach about Jesus,And I'm condemned now. You got that? They all believe in resurrection, but they don't. But Paul believed Jesus Christ the first one. They don't believe Jesus Christ the first one. You understand? And they all believe in resurrection, but Paul also believed that there will be a judgment. If God's going to judge you, going to say, "Are you going to do? Did you do anything to the poor? How you deal with your money? Then prove your faith."Where you spend your money is where your faith is. You give to the rich, you'll be poor. You give to the poor, you'll be rich. Brother and sister, if there's a resurrection, there will be a judgment. And that's why Paul says, my conscience is clear. Whatever the apostle Peter, James, John asked of us, we did it. We did it.Our conscience is clear before God. Our conscience is clear before man. Does it make sense? He's ready to see Jesus. There's oil in the extra jar so they can shine for Jesus. Does it make sense? He's ready to go.
在21章最重要 的大题目其实就是讲到死人复活的道理，但是他这里没有讲到是主耶稣基督，因为一讲到主耶稣基督复活的道理的时候，他们就会生气了。为什么？因为他们就是钉主耶稣基督在十字架，钉了主耶稣基督上十字架的时候，第三日主耶稣基督就从死里复活。我们知道当主耶稣基督从死里复活，他是首先复活的时候就有审判日，有审判日的时候，保罗就翻转头，我们要全无愧的良心，我们今日要来到去好好准备自己，我们要来到去服侍这些的穷人，我们要来到周济贫穷，我们要在神面前有这个无愧的良心，我们要准备来到去见主耶稣基督的面，好像讲到油，我们要有额外的油来到为主耶稣基督来到发光，好像保罗咁样。
In conclusion, I'm going to tell you three kind of people, and you're going to say to yourself which one you fall into it, and which way you should go. In conclusion,
作个结论，我哋有三种嘅人，你哋自己翻去谂下，你哋系三种人之中边一类。
Number one,
第一类
is the Jewish people,
犹太人。
Number three,
第三类
is Paul,
就系保罗。
Number two,
第二类
is Felix.
就是腓力斯大人。
In conclusion, the Jewish is an unbeliever.
我们可以作个结论，就是这班的犹太人是不信的人。
They don't believe in Jesus Christ.
他们不信主耶稣基督。
That means they don't believe in God.
他就不信神了。
They don't understand God's word.
他不明白神的话语。
They kill people, they accuse people, they give false testimony.
边个系讲佢哋系讲假见证嘅，边个嚟到讲到主耶稣基督嘅，佢就去杀害佢哋。
Unless they repent and turn around, they will go to hell, will be eternally condemned.
除非佢哋系悔改回转，如果唔系，佢哋就会永远受到呢个永远嘅咒诅。
Paul,
保罗
，he's a true believer.
佢系一个真信徒。
He has faith in Jesus Christ.
他在主里面，耶稣基督里面有这个真信
faith in God，
有相信神。
He understand the law，
他明白这个律法。
He understand the prophet，
他亦都明白先知书所写的。
He understand New Testament，
他明白新约。
He understand God's will，
他明白神的旨意。
He's a faithful servant，
他是一个忠心的仆人。
He preach God's word，
他传讲神的话。
Willing to carry the cross and die。
他愿意来到承受这个十字架，为
He live for Jesus.
他为主而活。
He die for Jesus.
他为主而死。
When he say,
当他讲的时候
，In Galatians,
加拉太书
，Chapter 2 verse 10,
第二章第十节
，Looking after the poor,
周济穷人
，That's what we're going to do.
就是我们要去行的事。
We are eager to do.
我们要热心去行的。
And now in Acts chapter 24, he did it.
在《使徒行传》24章他就做到。
Does it make sense? His faith is genuine.
他的信是真信。
With good deed.
是有好行为的。
Just like Peter say.
好像彼得说。
Having faith is not good enough.
只要有信是不足够。
Faith has to add good deed, 德行 right?
信是要有行为有德行。
Having good deed is not good enough.
只是有好行为亦都唔足够。
You have the good knowledge. You have to know God's word. Know what God want you to do. Oh, I give to the rich. No, give to the rich no use. You don't have no knowledge. The knowledge say, don't give to the rich. Give to the poor. Even good deed. Good deed doesn't mean that you get blessing. You understand? You have to have what? Knowledge. Having knowledge is not good enough. You have to be patient. You have to be persevere.You have to be godliness and brotherly kindness and love of the non-believer, love of the poor, right? To bring more people into the kingdom of God. Hey, then it makes sense, right? So on the left side is the non-believer, the Jewish people, a lot of them. But on the right side is only a small group of people. They have genuine faith, true believer, okay? They are greatly used by God.Now, I talk about Phoenix. Phoenix, that guy is wishy-washy, just like nowadays a lot of Christians. They know that Paul is faultless, should be believed. But because he knows that Jewish people like it, he take bribe, he keep him in the prison. 24, verse 27. When 2 years has passed, Phoenix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, but because Phoenix wanted to grant a favor to the Jews, he left Paul in prison. If you see Brian, that guy, okay? He loved money. Grant them favor. They give money to them, you give money to the rich, I grant you favor. I keep Paul in the prison. You understand? That guy is a wishy-washy guy. Say, Pastor John, how can you see that? Verse 22. Then Phoenix, who was well acquainted with the way, he know Jesus is the one who resurrected. He's just like a lot of Christian, but he loved money. Oh, sometimes he's a non-believer, sometimes he's a believer. Waving like that, you understand what I'm trying to say? That daughter Luke is very good. He painted that picture in front of me. Now I paint that picture in front of you. Do you see that? And then you see, take a look. Verse 24, several days later, Phoenix came with his wife. His wife is a Jewish lady, right? And then he sent for Paul. He wanted to listen to Paul because he know that Paul's telling the truth. But he only know partial truth, okay? He listened to Paul as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. That's the way, right? Because through Jesus Christ, you can know God. And then verse 25, as Paul discoursed on righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Brother and sister, knowing Jesus Christ is the first one to be resurrected, knowing Jesus Christ going to judge us is not good enough. But are you going to prepare? God is preparing Felix through Paul. Talk to him about righteous thing. What's the righteous thing you should do? And talk about self-control. Don't take bribe, right? Oh, he's scared. You know what I mean? When you talk about judgment, a lot of Christians, when they hear the judgment, he's scared. Don't be scared. You just confess your sin. Start fresh and stand up and do the right thing. Does it make sense? A lot of Christians, I follow the pattern of Phoenix. Knowing the way, acquainted with the way, knowing Jesus the Christ, and sometimes want to listen to what the pastor saying about the sermon, right? And yet, after a while, after hearing that, hearing about what? Righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. And then the Bible says, Phoenix was afraid and said, that's enough for now, you know. I can't take it anymore, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then, you may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you. He can't take it anymore, verse 26. At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him bribe. Paul take the money from various churches, is not give to this rich man. He won't. He collect all this money to give to who? To the poor. That's why Paul is still in the prison. Does it make sense? Phoenix, that guy, he's well acquainted with the way. Know Jesus is the Christ. Knowing that he is the first one to be resurrected and live forever. Yet he's not prepared for the judgment. When he hear righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, he say, wow, that is it. No more. These are the people, they don't love to hear God's word completely. I don't know whether he will go to heaven or he go to hell. Because the Bible didn't say whether he repent or not. Am I right? That's my conclusion.
牧师讲咗有第一类嘅人就系呢啲嘅犹太人，第三种嘅人就系保罗。而家牧师讲到第二类嘅人就系呢个腓力斯大人，就系好似我哋而家好多嘅基督徒，就系牙牙乌嘅基督徒。咁我哋睇到咧，佢 佢係一個有錢人，但係我哋睇到佢喺第二十五節，當保羅同佢講到公義、節制同埋將來嘅審判嘅時候，聖經講到呢個腓勒斯甚覺恐懼，佢就咧好驚啦。點解咧？保羅同佢講到公義嘅事，講到節制嘅事，即係咧你唔好要求人哋咧，佢其實想保羅咧嚟到去賄賂佢，將保羅嚟到周濟窮人嘅錢咧嚟到俾佢，但係保羅冇俾到呢啲錢佢，因為保羅帶嚟嘅錢咧。就是要嚟到周濟窮人，所以呢個腓力斯咧，佢亦都將仍然將保羅留喺呢個監獄嘅裏邊，同埋講到將來審判嘅事，所以呢個腓力斯聖經記載到佢咧甚覺恐懼，佢甚至同保羅講夠啦夠啦，你而家走啦，唔好再講啦咁樣。所以咧，我哋睇到甚至二十四節，腓力斯佢都想帶埋佢個太太嚟聽下保羅有咩神嘅話語講。所以弟兄姊妹們，我哋而家好多嘅事，我哋做基督徒，我哋都系想信一半嘅救恩啫。我哋知道呢个嘅神主耶稣就系呢个道，但系我哋好多时我哋唔想嚟到跟住主耶稣行。我哋听到呢啲真理嘅时候咧，我哋好似呢个腓力斯大人咁样，我哋都系好惊。我哋唔肯重新嚟过，我哋唔想嚟到去承认我哋嘅罪。所以我哋知道神对我哋嘅心意咧，就系要我哋去承认我哋嘅罪。好似呢个腓力斯大人，我唔知道佢会唔会上天堂，因为圣经冇记载到，圣经冇讲到佢究竟系上天堂，一话嚟到系落地狱。
Our Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for using your servant Dr. Luke to write down such a wonderful passage on Acts chapter 24. And I pray that you help us to be a good Christian, knowing the partial truth doesn't save our life. Knowing Jesus is the Christ is not good enough. For God commands in 1 John chapter 3, verse 23 is this: God's command is to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ. So knowing Jesus is the Christ, is the Messiah, is the Son of God, is the everlasting Father, is the mighty God, is not good enough. For God's command for us is to love one another, to do the right thing. And Paul loved Phoenix. He's not so concerned whether he can be set free from prison. He's concerned about the salvation of Phoenix and also his Jewish wife. So that's why he talks about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come. I find out a lot of pastors nowadays only preach the partial gospel, not preparing brother and sister to face the final exam, the final judgment. They don't talk about the judgment. They don't talk about righteousness. They don't talk about self-control. Lord, we want to not only to be a virgin, we want to be a wise virgin, not the foolish one. We not only to have lamb with oil, we want to have extra oil in the jar to do the righteous thing, to be self-control, prepare ourselves for the judgment to come. For the day has been set. The judge has been appointed. His name called Jesus Christ. And he's going to judge us according to his word. How much have we done is according to your word. That determines how much blessing we get from you. Help us not to be ignorant, not to be foolish like Phoenix. Help us to be wise as Paul to know God's will, to see the righteous one. So that's why we have to do the righteous thing. Just like 1 John chapter 3, verse 7 saying, the Lord is righteous. The one who do what is right is the Son of God. Help us to do the right thing. To do the thing, not our way, not serving God, not worship God in our way, as a follower of the way of Jesus. So that we all prepare ourselves to see you face to face. We don't want to be like the Jews, nor do we want to be like Phoenix. We want to be like Paul. That's why he said, follow me, for I follow the example of Jesus Christ. How you be gracious to Paul? My Lord Jesus, would you be gracious to all the saints in Apostolic Bible Church? So that we all walk in your way and worship you and serve you. So that we eager to clear our conscience, keep a clear conscience to serve you. Look after the poor and bring them to you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.